blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Thank you again for joining us. Where is your faith? Luke chapter 18, verse 8, quote, I tell you, you will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Unquote. In this chapter stores the end of this parable of the widow and the unjust judge. Jesus, our Lord, asked a critical question. Our Savior asks that when He comes back, will He find faith in this world? When the Son of Man comes back, will He find faith in us? I want you to take a note of two things in this statement. Number one, Jesus did not say if He comes back. Instead, He was very emphatic. He let us know in that statement that He is coming back. Number two, Jesus focused on faith and faith alone. In this statement, He was not worried about what we have or what we don't, but He was worried about if we have faith. Your faith, my faith. The question you and I should be asking ourselves is, if we are to meet Jesus today, if Jesus comes back today, if we are called back home today, will you be in faith? See, our faith is very essential. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that God rewards those who seek Him. The opposite of faith is unbelief. If you do not have faith in God, you are an unbeliever. Jesus Christ is looking for faith in us. Without faith, we cannot resolve to obey, worship, love, and conform with God. To live by faith or walk by faith or do the work of faith means God's word shapes all our activities every day. And it means Jesus Christ is glorified in us. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot be a Christian. Without faith, you cannot receive the salvation of God. The big question is, did you have faith? Where is your faith? Did you have saving faith? The fact is, the whole world is messed up right now. Our lack of faith, our sins, the killings, the shedding of innocent blood, the racism, the injustice stink to high heaven. In our churches, even in our churches, the message of prosperity, blessing, and prophecy are more important than the message of faith, salvation, and repentance. That is sad. When was the last time you heard the message of repentance? Did you not know without repentance, there's no forgiveness of sin? And if your sins are not forgiven, you're not going to go to heaven. You're not going to see God. Fornications and adultery used to be shameful, not anymore. Nowadays, it is a way of living. It's a lifestyle. Gone are the days when our ladies dress modestly when they're going out. Now, going out naked or half naked is the show of the day. Our newspapers, our website, our magazines, you know, advertisements are full of nudity. Let me summarize what a writer wrote. He wrote it brilliantly about the state of this world. Sex, pregnancy, out of marriage used to be family shame, not anymore. Where are those days when the beauty of a woman was found in the proper dressing first? Not now, when an average woman wants to appear naked. Please, can we find those days when divorce was a derogatory language among Christians? Not today. When broken marriages are now celebrated. I wish I could go back to those days when true love was built on sacrifice and trust. Not now, when love is hanging on sexual capability and money. Where are those days when men of God, the so-called men of God, they were actually afraid of God and lived by the word of God? Not now. They teach a different thing and live a different lifestyle. Please, wake me up from this sleep. When we arrive at the world where rapture and resurrection was the major focus of the churches, not now. Materialism, blessing, prophecy is the center focus. Have we really forgotten those days when a church member falls into sins or temptation? The whole church will rise and cry and pray for his or her restoration. Not today. In fact, nowadays, when a member commits sin, or commit fraud and bring the money to the church, he will get a promotion or she will get promotion because of that money. Where are those days when men will pray until they get result? They pray, they fast until they get result. Not now, when all they want is prophecy. Even when the prophecy, when the said prophecy has no solution. When the said prophecy is false, when that prophecy has no mandate for redemption. I remember those days when parents wanted their children to marry born-again Christian, not today. Today, most parents want their daughter to marry a money bag, even if they are ritualists or fraudsters. Brethren, among all these, where is your faith? Where did you stand? God did not want anyone to perish. Jesus Christ warned us, said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." John chapter 4, verse 24. Brethren, my duty, your duty, our duty is to believe, to have faith in God, to do God's will. To believe in God is to trust, follow, obey, and worship God. Faithlessness is wasted life. Without faith, there's no eternal hopelessness, everlasting torment, irredeemable lostness, and never-ending darkness. To be faithful to God is to stand in opposition to the evils of this world. You cannot serve the Lord and love this world. You cannot serve two masters. Jesus Christ make it clear. I believe in him. I believe in his word when he said, no one can serve two masters. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. A faithful believer will stand in opposition to the craziness of this world. A faithful believer will not be a contributor to the darkness and evil of this world. A faithful believer will not be part of the crowds of perdition. I urge you today to come to Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. He is the way, he is the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Believe in him, have faith in him, trust him, and obey all his word. When we believe in Jesus, we are redeemed into God's kingdom for eternity. Wow. When we believe in Jesus, we have salvation and will not face the wrath of judgment that is coming. The more we rely upon power and wisdom from God for our obedience, the more God will get glory for our obedience. A faithful soul find thirst and hunger satisfied in Jesus. And that soul will never thirst again, and will never hunger again, and will never die. Believing is receiving the manifold treasures that God is for us in Jesus Christ. We utterly dependent on God for every bit of our faith, since Christ Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. For those of us who have faith in God, let us pray without ceasing. Let us pray to God to increase our faith in him. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit as the guarantee of our salvation. May the Lord uphold us. May the Lord keep our faith strong to the end. As you know, we like to keep our messages short and simple. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine, his mercy face on you. May the Lord incline and enlarge your heart towards his glory. I thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutami of Faith Wallet Ministry. See next week. Stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. Calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA.
Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Time, don't delay, he's calling.